Hi, Sander. How are you?
Hope Good you're morning. Just terrific. And you?
Oh, always happy to hear when you are terrific and so appreciative that that is your answer. All right.
Of course.
The question of the hour or day. In 2020, employers should expect their workers to quit. Why?
Well, that's a good question. There's been a lot written on this, Jill, a lot. And let's go through some of the research that's been done. So, as the new year begins, by the way, I'm quoting a lot from the Korn Ferry magazine. Korn Ferry, of course, is the largest executive recruiter. So they're close to the situation. They know it. So as the new year begins, many execs and leaders, they resolve to push their business to new heights. That's what they tell the board. Meanwhile, a large group of their employees have something else in mind, very important, to find somewhere else to work. They're not even aware of it. So nearly one-third, listen to this one, one-third of professionals say their top work resolution in 2020 is finding a new job, according to Korn Ferry, the big national survey that they did. Equally concerning, the biggest reason for searching is a lack of fit between the corporate culture and the workers' values. So let's just think about the young workers and what's going on. Okay, number one, the suicide rate among the college kids and young workers are the highest ever, right? It's scary, but it's the highest ever. Because we're seeing in young people now post-traumatic stress, the bullying, a lot of that, the bullying, anxiety, alcoholism, tremendous, right? And attention deficit disorders. We're seeing more of that than I can remember in my lifetime. So that's a major issue here that we're not addressing. Some of us are addressing it, but others are not. The colleges certainly are not spending enough on this with their kids. So, to be sure, the discontent, reflects the timing of the survey. The beginning of the year is a time for change. And this is according to a Korn Ferry senior client partner. Her name is Susan Snyder. She says also that it reflects how important company culture is, which encompasses all aspects of office environment today. Pay, diversity, scheduling, and even dress codes has become today. Some companies, you have a little dog, puppy, a big dog. You're allowed to bring that dog to work. You're close to the dog. You're living by yourself and your dog's your best friend. Others say no. Executives seem to know this, especially when it comes to attracting and retaining top talent. But experts say that awareness hasn't always translated into creating a culture that engages and enables employees. And some firms tell their employees that they are going to improve a culture, and then, of course, they do not, which is worse than doing nothing at all. So according to the survey, the Korn Ferry survey, one solution may be giving employees more chances to advance their careers, take on tougher work challenges, or both. A plurality of professionals, 41%, said that creating a greater impact or making a difference was their top resolution. And even among the ones who want to leave, nearly a quarter of them, 23%, said the reason that they want to leave is that they are bored. And it's true. I've spoken to a lot of millennials about this, and that's the reason. They're bored. There's not enough challenge in there for them. They just want to get out. I've said, I've had three jobs in my entire life. These young kids, up to 30, 35. I've now had 8 jobs so far. So In a different question, a third said that getting assigned to a more challenging, high-profile project would most improve their opportunity to advance at their current employer. This quote, this survey, this is from Point Ferry. The survey clearly shows that many professionals are not only up for a challenge, but value it as a way to demonstrate they are making a difference in the world. Fewer than 10%, sadly, said that the other traditional work-related aspirations, such as getting a raise, earning a promotion, or achieving a better work balance, was at the top of their New Year wish list. If it happens, if it comes. There's a lot has been written on this show, a lot. There's in the another magazine, the Business Week, speaks about, the recent trend may last for a long time. The problem would have been unheard at the start of the century, but has arrived unexpectedly early. The issue is jobs. That is, jobs that are engaging. Most barometers are showing that while finding a job hasn't been too difficult in recent years, getting a good one has become a huge challenge for millions around the globe, not just here in the U.S., but around the globe. Some critics call the work low quality. Others say lifeless, they're garbage roles. But in any name, workforces that are disengaged can threaten the success of the firm. So, certainly the fear of these boring jobs has been looming ever since the dawn of artificial intelligence and machine learning. But that was supposed to be a problem years away, and many thought the introduction of robots would only introduce more intriguing positions for some humans. Well, what's more, it hasn't. It hasn't, very, very sadly, Jill. So,
Something happened yesterday that is mildly relevant to this, because I am really struck. I am curious about what would act as a challenge, if you will, to some of these younger workers. Like, what are they looking for when they're surveyed? What is the definition of more challenging? Do you have any insight on that?
The culture there. Yeah. At the job, what are we doing? What's the purpose of this firm? What do we do? And if you're an A-plus player, you are given more responsibilities. You moved up. But if you're an A-plus player in the same job as the others, you're going to get the hell out of there. You don't want to stay there. And that's the problem. Six in no jobs, 63% to be exact, are, quote, low-quality roles. So that's based on this survey. 63% of them feel that they are in low-quality roles. We're not producing jobs in the right industry fast enough, explains, one of the research, the chief economist, Jeff Ferry is his name, chief economist at the Coalition for a Prosperous America. So it's an issue that hasn't been addressed, Jill, and we really need to address it very, very quickly, because, 2020, we're going to see these jobs change and change and change, and companies are going to be hurt, We see people leaving Amazon now, right? They're bored. And the irony, of course, is that artificial intelligence and machine learning was supposed to pave the way for more high-quality jobs, not increase the supply of low-quality jobs. A problem. Now what? So that's where we are, Joe.
Do you think that anybody will understand if I say, what do we do now, Ollie?
Well, I think we need more trained execs to look at the situation, look at their people, and speak to them. Sit down with them and speak. What are you looking for? What would you do if you were me? What else can we do to improve the purpose of our firm? But speak to them, not yourself. Speak to them and find out what they're looking for. That's how you help them.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Okay. Bye, Jill.